This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Lily Haight with local news for October 27th, 2021. Jefferson County Public Health reported 3 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. This brings our total case count since the beginning of the pandemic up to 1,133. There are currently 43 active cases in isolation, and our 2-week case rate is 253 per 100,000. The health department announced last week 2 new booster shot clinics scheduled for November, this time offering Moderna booster shots. The first will take place on Saturday, November 6th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Chimicum High School. The second will be on Saturday, November 13th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Blue Heron Middle School in Port Townsend. Booster shots are only available for people 65 years of age and older, and those aged 18 to 64 who are at high risk for severe COVID-19. The health department recommends you receive your Moderna booster 6 months after receiving your second dose. Moderna boosters are half the dosage of a primary or secondary shot. The CDC has approved the mixing of doses as well. You can receive a Moderna booster if you are 6 months past your second dose of Pfizer or 2 months past your Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Appointments are required for these 2 clinics. You can schedule your appointment by going to the Jefferson County Public Health website or calling the Department of Emergency Management's vaccine hotline at 360-344-9791. You will need to bring your vaccine card to your scheduled appointment. Port Townsend City staff and paper mill officials have begun meeting to discuss the terms of a new agreement between the city and the mill in regards to the Olympic water gravity system. If you live within city limits, the source of your water is that Olympic water gravity system, which pulls water from the Quilcene watershed and flows through pipes constructed back in 1928 all the way to Port Townsend. The city has been in partnership with the paper mill since that water line was installed, nearly 100 years ago. The mill has operated and maintained the water system since then and spends approximately $416,000 per year in maintenance, which includes paying for 4 full-time workers who live on-site at the Big Quilcene Diversion and at City Lake. There are many increasing costs that the city has to prepare for in order to maintain the waterline. For example, a 9-mile section of the pipeline dates back to 1928 and will soon have to be replaced. The other 19 miles of pipeline date back to the 1950s and early 70s and may also have to be replaced eventually. To replace all of the pipeline, it would be estimated around $113 million. To replace just the section that is the oldest would cost about $43 million. The existing lease between the mill and the city expired in March of 2020, and the city has voted to extend it until December 31st of this year. Because the city cannot afford the cost of replacing the entire water system, the negotiations with the paper mill are important. The city council has to look at the long-term goals of the pipeline and how a continuing partnership with the private paper mill could be helpful in the long term. At the City Council's meeting last Monday, Public Works Director Steve King gave an update on the current negotiations and planning for the pipeline. He said the city has determined that a continued partnership with the paper mill will produce the best outcome for the future of the pipeline, as it would cost the city much more to take on the responsibility of maintaining the pipeline alone. At a meeting on November 8th, the city will be discussing a draft of an agreement and proposed raw water rates for both the city and the mill. Developing a rate for raw water used is critical to determine how much both the city and the mill needs to pay to cover the cost of operating the pipeline and funding critical infrastructure replacement and maintenance in the future. The council voted on Monday to approve a resolution authorizing the city manager to enter an agreement with an engineering company, RH2 Engineering, to design meters for the pipeline, which will be installed in the transmission lines for both the city and the mill at the place where the pipeline splits between the city and the mill. The meters will be installed during the mill shutdown in March of next year, and the total cost of engineering and installation is estimated to be about $150,000. The money for this will come from the city's Olympic Gravity Water System Fund, which has a balance of about $580,000, according to King, as the city's been putting away about $50,000 a year to invest into the pipeline. But King said the city is going to be needing much more in the coming years, which is why city residents can expect a water utility rate increase. He estimates right now that could be about $7 to $8 increase per month. King said he hopes to see the agreement voted on at the December 6th City Council meeting and then go into effect on January 1st of 2022. And that's it for today's local news. I'm Lily Haight. Thanks for listening.